I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're going to get a chance to get out and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Smoke it up a bit. We still have summer. It's not Indian summer yet. This is just the real summer. Probably we couldn't call it Indian summer anymore. That's not
politically correct. Native American summer. Thank you very much.
Right, yeah. Or change the name to the Eagles or something. It's Eagles
summer.
Well,
I want to congratulate Jop. He said network properly, so that was really good.
Yes, I can. And your neck does work. Yeah.
So don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. On the top right side, you can sign up for the podcast, because in Grand Rapids, we're on early Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. It might be a little bit hard for you to get up in time for the show there. And every market's got a different time, but regardless, like this time of year, especially you're traveling, it's nice just to throw some podcasts on your phone. Make ours one of those podcasts that you take with you.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we talked about in the last segment how we've got a guest in the studio, and it's Shasta from Old World Olive Company. Welcome, Shasta.
Thank you. Happy weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Happy weekend to you as well. Many years ago, I stumbled on your shop, one of your shops in Rockford, Michigan. I think that was maybe your first one, and now your business has grown. You've got several locations around the state of Michigan. Tell our listeners a little bit about what Old World Olive Company is all about.
Yeah, so Old World Olive Company, really, we started the concept wanting to make it an experience for people. People of all levels of cooking, whether they knew how to use oil and vinegars or whether we were the introduction for them. And so the concept is when you come in the store, you're greeted by a customer service rep. Right. And from there, they'll ask you some questions. What do you like to cook? Are you on any sorts of diets? Everyone seems to be watching something, you know, whether it's sugar, whether it's fats, whether it's carbs. Everyone is kind of on that same trigger point right now. So what we try to do is make the guesswork, take that away for you, and kind of direct you towards things that we know are going to meet your palate and what you're trying to achieve. We do that by sampling in the store. Right now, it's a little bit more unique just because of the pandemic that we have. We're doing sampling, but the customer service rep will actually sample that or give that sample to you versus right. You pouring it for yourself. And we hope that, you know, here in the next couple months, we can resume back to something normal. But
sure.
For now, it's still the same concept where you get to try before you buy.
Okay. So for the person that maybe hasn't visited your store, you carry two types of products. You carry balsamic vinegars and you carry flavor-infused oils. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. And actually, we have flavor-infused and just oils that are not infused at all. So
okay. We
call those regional oils. Those are oils that we import from all over the world, and we do that based on the hemisphere. So right now, the southern is still producing, and so we're importing from the southern hemisphere.
So do you have grapeseed oil?
We do not.
Okay.
No, we did at one time.
I thought so.
Yeah. And, you know, that has a little bit higher of a smoke point. But something to know on that note is that the oils that we're getting in have such a high polyphenol count. And when you get a polyphenol count, and polyphenols are your antioxidants, your vitamins in the oil. And the higher that goes, the higher your smoke point can go. So what you're picking off a regular grocery shelf, you don't have a traceability with that. You don't know where it's come from, how long it sat on a slow boat to get here, how long it sat in a warehouse before it got to a store until it got to your shelf or pantry at home.
Right. And I've got some that have been on my pantry for a while, too.
Well, so, we got to get
right,
you to use those
up. Well, let's talk about that, because the oils need to be used sooner. The balsamics can age.
Correct.
Right? Is that right?
Yep. So we kind of call it fresher is better. So you want your olive oil fresh and you want your aged balsamic to be aged. So
right.
Most of them are aged about a 12-year to an 18-year process. And that undergoes transferring the balsamics to a different wood species in a barrel. And as it reduces down, it kind of grabs all the different flavors of the barrel.
Yeah, like about every year they change barrels?
Sure do.
Yep. Wow, cool. So
that's pricey.
It is.
Right. So we're not talking about the oil that you're going to use in your deep fryer to cook your turkey, right?
No.
No, these are flavor-enhancing oils and balsamics that you use generally in quite small quantities just to enhance the flavor, right?
Correct. Yeah, you're going to find that there's a whole lot of flavor in just a little bit. So when you come in and you purchase a bottle and you say, wow, I don't know, should I spring for this? You're going to use a couple tablespoons of the oil.
Except the garlic. I use gallons of garlic,
too.
And I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
I know, okay. I'm out.
He's jonesing right now.
I'm so hungry right now, I can't even... Well, Corey, didn't you bring breakfast or anything?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that, Shasta. What are the more popular flavors and why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think, you know, mainstream America kind of has a pattern on what our food preferences are. Garlic has always been a bestseller. You can use a tablespoon or two in any dish, and it's just going to really heighten that garlic flavor that you'll have come through. Tuscan herb, of course, has always been a bestseller. A new one that we've brought in, I would say within the last 8 months or so, is the pesto oil. And that one's really an awesome oil. You can literally just throw it over top of some noodles, throw some of the, Bob, your tomatoes out of your garden, fresh tomatoes.
Or roasted tomatoes.
Yeah, or roasted tomatoes.
Better yet.
Yep. Throw that in and you've got an instant salad. So those three are great sellers. Of course, our 18-year traditional balsamic is a great balsamic.
My 18-year balsamic, there's probably about a third of a bottle left, and I think I've had it 5 years, so it's now 23-year balsamic.
Yeah. But it's a
it tastes great.
That, I was going to say, that just lends itself to how little of it you need to use when you cook.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and you and I use oils and balsamics a lot when we cook. And so you may go spend... and I don't want to, I don't know, but we're blessed that they provide us with the oil that we need, but in the balsamics. But what are they like a 12-ounce bottle?
A 375 milliliter.
There, okay.
So
yep.
And it's about $17 to $18, just depending on what you're buying.
And that's lasts a long time.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Like you said, you've got a 23-year-old bottle.
Yeah. So it's not like, and you, Randy, made a good point. It's not like you're putting a gallon of it in a deep fryer.
No.
I did dump a gallon of Gordon's deep frying stuff in the other night when I was doing the bacon, pork belly.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't like that. This is, you're putting a little bit on a pan and you're sauteing a piece of fish.
Correct.
Or you're putting a little on your chicken before you throw it on the grill.
And you know what I do?
Which I love to do.
Every morning is just about a tablespoon of butter in a cast iron pan and make my egg with butter, olive oil, so much better for me than the butter fat.
I haven't had butter EVO in months.
Well, that has something to do with your wife.
Right. No, it has something to do with your store getting gutted for the riot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but you know what? Breaking news. Here you go. September 8th, we're going to do a soft open, so you'll be able to come into the Monroe Center location once again. It'll
great.
Be
That's in downtown Grand Rapids on the corner of Monroe and Ionia.
Correct.
Right?
Monroe and Ottawa.
Ottawa. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Center.
Monroe and Ottawa, yes. And that'll be a great day because the bedlam that went on in Grand Rapids, their store got vandalized pretty badly, and you're going to be able to finally get it reopened.
Yes.
So don't buy any Antifa oil because it probably came from Shasta's shop. Right. So you have a shop in Plymouth yet?
Yes, we sure do.
And then Rockford.
Plymouth, Rockford, of course, Monroe Center, which we just tapped on, and then the downtown market.
Okay. Now, any other markets that... I thought we were looking at Ada at one time. Not going to happen.
So that was really on the front burner for us.
And really, it's a good thing your timing didn't work.
Because
with
COVID,
stuck with Elise.
It didn't work.
Okay, Jop.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about some recipes that you can make with these wonderful oils and vinegars. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan, in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.